Hello, you're listening to TNT, episode number 8, divided by 2. Everybody, my name is Tony.
What it is, this is Tom.
And we're TNT. We're going to start off a little bit differently. And first of all, if you've been listening to our other cast, you might notice that the audio isn't as good. That's because we're on a kind of a crappy microphone. So that things might work a little bit better for us. Because Radio Shack sucks. Anyway, we're going to start off with something new, and hopefully that'll be our little trademark, is beginning the podcast with a completely random question. The way it works is if I ask it during the episode, Tom has never heard it before, and if Tom asks it, that means that I've never heard it before.
Right.
Okay. So, first random TNT question to start off the show.
Yes.
Tom, if you were in prison for whatever you did, it doesn't even matter, you're just going to be there for a long time, and you got to think of a badass name to keep the other guys off your ass, literally, what would your name be? a guy at work asked me that, and his name was Lockjaw. I had a
why?
Hard time.
Why?
Because, well, he just gave me the reason. I decided that was like if he was gonna stab you with a rusty spoon or something, and you get Lockjaw, you don't want to mess with that.
They wouldn't
dude.
Give you rusty spoons.
They would give you a spoon. Yeah, you hide it in your cell.
No, they would want all the silverware back.
He would. It doesn't even matter.
Well,
it doesn't
I know.
Even matter.
My name would probably be Viper.
Okay, and I'll be Iceman. Maverick. Top Gun references.
That wasn't funny.
All right. Well, anyway, the first story that I wanted to bring over to you guys is Tom. I'm sure you watch Rover's Morning Glory, right?
Occasionally, I like to watch Howard Stern in the mornings also.
Listen to Howard Stern.
get some dirty action in the morning.
Rover is local. He's here in Cleveland. He's moving to Chicago or something like that. But he had a story on there about a college sophomore who was doing his homework in his dorm, doing whatever he was doing, and he looks out the window and he's taking a break and he sees this couple kind of
going at the haunches,
bounding away, and he sees this going on, and instead of just sitting there and enjoying the view that he has, because they were right in front of the window, apparently.
Was she hot?
Apparently so. I don't know. I didn't see the pictures that he posted, because he did take pictures of it, and
he
posted them on the internet, but he used the school's server or whatever to host them, and he's in
Did
big
they catch
trouble.
Him? They caught him?
Yeah, because everybody saw this shit. Hmm. Everybody. And so that's why he's kind of in trouble, because he was using the school to host the pictures. It was hilarious when they were talking about it. they were getting in this big thing about, well, if they're in front of the window and it's for anybody who can just walk by and see it, is it really, like,
yeah, that private. Is it,
and then they were talking about, well, Rover's like, well, I can just go ahead and take matters into my own hands in front of my living room window and wave at all the kids while I'm doing it, walking by. Then that wouldn't be lewd behavior, right? I don't know, because he's in his own house.
Yeah.
And vacuuming the living room naked.
Or dusting. With the duster pull up his ass.
Oh, gross. It's so gross. Anyway, it's just crazy. But anyway, I was also checking out this stuff. I came across a blog and talking about women, and the title of the blog is "Do I Look Fat in This Dress?" and 5 other trick questions with the correct answers. So he's got a whole bunch of things. He's got the "Do I look fat in this dress?" and the answer is no. You make that dress look hot. After being you, Roseanne would wear that dress, and people would stop with all the fat jokes. After seeing how beautiful that dress looks on you, Christy Alley had better not put it on Jenny Craig. And blah blah blah.
He's reading this.
I'm fucking it up so bad. Let me find a short one. There was a funny one. Oh, here's the good one. This is the one I like the best. Sometimes I think you like football more than me. And he says, baby, if I spent all my time
doesn't
with
say
you...
baby.
That's a fact. Baby, if I spent all my time with you, I'd become spoiled. Have you ever seen Goldfinger, the James Bond movie where he steals the alluring pussy galore from evil genius bent on world domination? He says, yeah, well. He says, well, if I spent all my time with a woman even more alluring, what do you think would happen? I'd probably build my own nuclear bomb, hold the world hostage, and I could finance my secret desire to spend all my free time with you. And then the damn British agent would come and hunt me down, kill me, steal you right from these two arms that I've got, and we would never be able to be together again. So watching football is the only thing that stops that from happening. I thought that was pretty funny when I read it. The guy's blog is blog.myspace/ShaneMichael. So you can go check that out if you want to. And it was funny because I was thinking about that, and I also heard another thing about presents and stuff with Christmas coming up.
Christmas?
Did you get it? Did you go Christmas shopping yet?
No, dude.
I didn't either. I suck.
I know.
They were talking about how a woman would rather have a present such as like a fancy...
Lingerie?
A fancy meal. A fancy meal or dining out as opposed to...
Lingerie?
As opposed to something...
Diamond?
Shut up! Fuck up, dude! No, they would rather have a meal instead of a fucking... like iPod or digital camera or something techie like that, you know?
Yeah.
That's what they said. And I think that's total crap. I think that's a complete lie. I don't know. You think they'd rather have something crazy like just dinner, and then they get their dinner and they're going to be like, you eat your food and you go back to her place and she's going to be like, okay, so what'd you get me?
Yeah.
Like, even if it's for Christmas or for, birthday or an anniversary or anything like that, I think that's a complete lie.
Yeah.
It was a poll that was somewhere. And, well, that was supposed to bring me to the couple in the window story that I started first for some reason. That's why things were kind of blown out. Did you have anything to add?
No.
Because I did have one other thing that I wanted to talk about, and then we could talk about whatever the hell else and just drag it out and bore everybody. But, there was a story covered on dig.com. They had they just did their Thanksgiving special. You don't watch this, I know, or listen, but I do. And they had their Thanksgiving thing a couple weeks ago, and they played a little retrospect with all the best of clips from the things that they had.
Uh-huh.
And a story that they played on there was hilarious. That I can't believe nobody else heard of it, because everybody I talked to, nobody's heard of it. It was called CNN Weatherman Loses His Cool.
Uh-huh.
And it was so funny. I'm gonna go on here and get the audio and we'll do it later, but dude, this guy named Chad, he was doing his weather report and he's like, blah, 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 because it was during the Katrina time, so it's kind of old news, but it's still funny. He's doing his thing, and this anchor woman, Carol, she's just like, well, Chad, I don't know what that means, Chad. Explain this for us. And he just got so pissed. He threw his papers on
the
ground.
Is this a real thing or just...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The dude on TV. It was on CNN. I'll show it to you later.
Okay.
I'll put the microphone up and play the audio. Do it right here. All right, here it is.
In a little bit, filled in with some air,
okay,
on
so
his lower
Chad,
pressure. But
Chad,
Camille,
Chad,
but, let me talk, Carol.
Translate that for us. I don't know what that means. What
Isn't
does that
a bitch?
Mean?
If you would let me talk, Camille.
And they played that on Dig, and it was the funniest thing I've heard in like the longest time.
Yeah.
And you agree? I mean.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
because they were talking about it was like their number one story of that week. And they were just, and the guy's like, I saw the title of the story, and I was just like, oh, that poor weatherman, he's going to seem like a fool on national TV. And he's like, she just seems like a fucking bitch.
Yeah. No. That's what I said as soon as I saw it. What a fucking bitch.
I know. But it was so cool. You got to go check that out on ifilm.com, and you can see the visual of that. It is just, he throws his papers down and everything. It's cool. That pretty much wraps up everything I wanted to talk about. Did you have anything?
No burrs.
Been up to anything?
No good.
Learn any new songs?
Uh-uh.
I want to play some of mine.
Yeah.
We do music and podcasts. Why not?
All right,
so this is some of the stuff that I've been working on lately. It's a lot of JM3. And yeah, here we go. All right, that was called Try, and I think it's a lot better than like his old stuff, like the My Stupid Mouth, which goes like. And then I've also been working on one called for Vultures, like this. So that was Try, and then My Stupid Mouth, and then Vultures. Do you got anything?
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Alright, what are you gonna do?
You made it up, but I started picking it, so I think it sounds kinda nice.
When
so
we were playing earlier?
Yeah.
Alright, cool. Alright, this is a cool song. I like that one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It's cool.
I'm more of a kind of mellow kind of guitar player kind of guy.
As opposed to bluesy?
Yeah.
I love the blues, too.
But I do like the rock, like AC/DC and stuff like that.
Yeah.
With the dirty effect. And
you also do Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it jumps around, but yeah. It's cool. I've been working on kind of mellow Jimi Hendrix tune.
Oh, yeah?
It's a ballad.
Cool.
Little Wing, check this out, guys.
Here, let's check this out,
guys. Let me try this.
Let's try it.
Try it out. I noticed, because we just listened to that back, and this is edited and whatnot, but I don't hold the bass notes. I fret with my thumb a lot, you know.
Yeah.
But I wasn't holding the bass notes on there, and that's a critical thing for myself. But I don't know. And something I'll figure out. Anything else we got? I think.
I'm good.
I think we're pretty much done at 14 minutes and 40 seconds right now. And I can think of no better way to just end the show right now.
Well, I can.
Oh, yeah?
Slap to the head. And
asshole.
And adios, guys. Later.
Amigos.